Gerhard, we've had, as I said, the early part of this conversation, we've had quite a few farmers who put a new emphasis on their soil. And we put out what we called a soil health card, which covered things like ground cover, using a penetrometer, infiltration, that's, you know, the water going into the soil, and diversity of microlife and root development, soil structure, the aggregate, well, the composition of the soil, how it aggregates, and naturally the earthworms and that sort of thing. So, when you physically dig down and look at a soil, what would you look for when you sort of get a spade and you start digging down? What's some of the things you'd be looking for yourself when you go on a farm? First of all, you get a spade and you dig down. I think that's quite an important point.
Well, you definitely get a spade and you dig down, but what you do is first, of course, you have a look across a paddock or the area that you're wanting to investigate, and just looking at different signs there, looking for diversity in a pasture, looking for what plant species, be they weed or preferred plant, what plant species are most dominant, and then looking at the vigour of each of the plants as well, and that's immediately, that's an indication too. If there's not much vigour there, then you'd question whether there's been some weather that hasn't been agreeable to the plant growth. But if the season has been good and you still haven't got vigour, then look at some other background reasons as to why the plant vigour is not there. The history may include over-cultivation, it may include continual cultivation, it may include just simple removal of hay off the one paddock all the time and not putting it back. Generally, we find that that then leads to compaction issues and physical structure issues, as well as the biological or the microbiology being affected by these factors. But this is all preliminarily before we even get the spade out and have a bit of a dig. Now, oftentimes in conjunction with the spade, we'll run a penetrometer and just monitor that and just see where we're at. And immediately, for me, that creates a mental picture as to what's actually happening in the soil. But it doesn't create the whole picture. As you mentioned, the aggregate formation and having micro and macro aggregates, and then also looking at the root form and seeing where the roots are going, and then having done a bit of compaction before digging a square spade plug soil out of the paddock and examining that, will often pre-indicate where the roots are likely to stop at, or where they're going to diminish in their ability to penetrate into the soil depth. And the penetrometer can be very helpful to confirm that once you actually open the soil up. So root vigour and having actively growing roots. Mentioned early on about having roots that are covered by a layer of soil, a nice brown layer that could be an indicator of mycorrhiza fungi or bacteria or other fungi as well. So it's just an indicator that there is soil microbiology attached to that plant, and that the plants are delivering sugars to the organisms that require it for their energy source. But probably one of the most important things that we don't do often enough is actually take a small handful of the soil and have a smell of the soil. And I would advocate that anyone who does any of this to actually take a sample near the surface in the top 2 or 3 centimetres, and then take a sample at the very bottom as well and make a comparison. And for most of the time, they are quite different for obvious reasons, because the soil structure will be quite different from the top to the bottom, and the bottom will nearly always be more anaerobic than the top layer of soil. And therefore,
so that's that's where you have the smell test or the sniff test.
The smell test, yeah.
And you did produce a DVD, which was Farming Deeper is Cheaper. I think that's what you call the DVD. I think the root depth is paramount, really.
Well, it is, definitely. And it's certainly a lot cheaper than buying more land and trying to just farm on the top, you know, 10 centimetres of more land. It's much, much more effective and efficient to, have the roots of the plant going down 1 or 2 metres, which you're quite capable of doing. Even your simple grasses, like your ryegrass, and that can actually go down 2 metres if it's given the opportunity to. The research has been done to show that you have the ability, the genetic ability, to push down that deeply if the soil structure allows. But unfortunately, we have this view that in this country that our soils would only support the first 10 centimetres, and that's probably why our standards here in Australia are that when we take our samples for soil analysis that we only take the first 10 centimetres. We all know that's nonsense. Anyone who's had a bit of a dig around the soil, we usually find some roots down to at least the shovel depth, which is generally around 20 centimetres. And, yeah, for us to be only utilising that much of the soil is quite a nonsense, really.
Look, I'm glad you brought up that point, Gerhard, about root depths going down to, you know, a metre, 2 metres deep. We've got to sum up now. So what we really appreciate is that farmers are taking a sort of increased interest in their soil and making observations and taking notes. So it's something that farmers can get very actively involved in making their observations. So, Gerhard, would you like to sum up how you see the situation before we go off the line?
Yep. Yes, I would. I guess the thing is we can all talk about, you know, carbon sequestration in soils and getting microbiology working, and often we give that over to somebody else to manage for us or to analyse for us or to give us the information on. But at the end of the day, I think it's imperative that every farmer rely on his ability and his senses and to do a regular soil audit themselves. They're using a soil health card, and it should be done at least every quarter so that you can predict what you may need to deal with in the form of your management for the next 3 months. You know, we're heading towards winter. We need to be looking to see how well the plants have grown this period of time since spring when we've had all this rain in this part of the world. But we're not going to do it I'm just doing a quick casual look across the top of the paddock. We need to go out there at least with a penetrometer, but certainly also with a spade, dig our plug of soil, do it in a few different locations, take some photos, record our soil health card details, and that needs to be done at least once a quarter. And that allows us to remain connected with the soil, to know what we can expect and how we can optimise the ability of the soil to grow plants in a healthy way that will sustain the business, the farm business, and make it more profitable and not rely on a lot of external inputs. There will always be the unforeseen. There will be weather conditions that we need to deal with, weather events that we need to deal with. The issue with markets is another one, but generally you find that with grazing management, which is another thing that we haven't spoken about in detail, but it's just like our crop management before with the pasture cropping, we need to be very clear that anything we do above the soil will also impact below the soil. And they're the manageable things that we can do, and sometimes they're managed to remove the crop that we obviously need to removed for the purpose of remaining on our farm business as well. But if we recognise that even that creates a disturbance and needs to be remedied, and that we need to continue to monitor between crops and at least quarterly, then the farmer will have made a huge step in being able to make his own decisions with the information that he's already got on hand that no lab can get, because they don't have the ability to go out there and look around the paddocks and dig into the soil to check what's actually happening. All they do is get a little packet of soil and they do some standard tests on that give you chemistry and or biology. Some of the better labs will actually ask for a bit more background information, but that will only be great if you go out in the paddock and do the digging and making those health card assessments yourself.
Gerhard, it's time for us to wind up. Thank you very, very much for your summary. And I think one important point I want to sort of leave the farmers with is that Dr. Christine Jones now has got a number of farmers that are increasing their soil carbon, not so organic matter, by 0.5% per annum. These are cropping guys. So I think that's it's quite achievable to do that. And in other words, the farms are not just standing still with the same amount of organic carbon, they actually are increasing. So I think soil observation is just it's a great thing for farmers to train themselves in their area of soil observation.
Most definitely, and there's far too much equipment out there that allows you to make the observations by remote sensors. That is not observation. It still means getting the soil under your fingernails and being able to feel the structures, smell it and look at it and connect with it, physically connect with it.
So I think we will close up now, and I'd like to say goodbye, and I'd like to thank the farmers who will be listening to this on as a CD, and treat the soil as something extremely important.
Very precious. And all those little critters who work tirelessly every day, all they want is a little bit of nurturing, and they'll be happy.
They reward the farmers. So it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Sorry, Gerhard.
And goodbye from me.
Thanks, Gerhard. Thanks for your time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All the best. Bye.